19, triple team traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, northbound 15, just a very rough drive already this morning between Bluffdale and 106 South in Sandy. A lot of it due to a crash that we had near 114th. It does look like some of the vehicles gone from the left, but I still see some flashing lights to the right just after the 114th on-ramp. So avoid a freeway if you can. Don't get on it until about 106th or 90th if you know a good way up there, instead of taking the freeway and waiting in those delays. Eric Butler.
It's a little bit slow entering the I-15 picture for northbounders in Orem. This is at 800 North, right at the entrance. And then once you get on the freeway, no problems until you get up past 2100 North and Lehigh. That's where things get reduced as far as speed is concerned as you head up towards Timpanogos Highway. Then you're right back up to normal speeds. Heather?
We have had a few brake lights southbound I-15 between Layton and downtown Salt Lake, but overall, it's actually a little bit lighter than normal drive for this time of the morning. Now, you will see some heavy packets of travel between Layton and Woods Cross, but Legacy Parkway and US 89, still really good choices for you as well. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.